This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Libya's two warring factions, the government in Tripoli and a rival Eastern administration, signed a, quote, permanent, end quote, ceasefire agreement Friday following the 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said on its Facebook page, quote, the 5+5 Joint Military Commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya, end quote, adding the achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. The European Commission welcomed the declaration of a ceasefire, calling it to go into effect immediately and for peace talks to resume. EU's foreign policy spokesperson told reporters the agreement, quote, is key for the resumption of a political dialogue, end quote. Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin met the king Friday to ask him to declare a state of emergency. Two sources with direct knowledge of the matter said, a move that opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim denounced as an attempt to cling to power. The sources, who spoke on condition of anonymity as they were not authorized to speak to the media, did not give the reason for the request. The proposed emergency would include the suspension of parliament, which is due to reconvene in November, but spare the public additional restrictions beyond the coronavirus currently in place, one of the sources said. A judge in the U.S. state of Minnesota has dismissed a third-degree murder charge against the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck, but a second-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin remains. The judge's ruling was made public Thursday. Chauvin now faces two counts going forward, second-degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd, a black man who was in handcuffs, died in late May after the white officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck as Floyd said he couldn't breathe. This is VOA News.